It's Wednesday in Passiontide and the Feast of the Annunciation. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. I'm recording this in Rome on my first day here with makeshift equipment and a lot of random ambient noise around my apartment. If you hear a door slam in the background, it's not my doing. The Roman station today is San Marcello in the Via del Corso, the ancient Via Latta, with its 17th century facade by Carlo Fontana. Pope Marcellus I governed in turmoil after Diocletian's persecutions. He reconciled the Lapsi, the people who had given in under pressure, which angered both those who thought the penances too severe and those who opposed their return altogether. He may have also organized Rome into the Tituli, the forerunners of the city's parishes and stations. Under Maxentius, he was exiled and, according to another tradition, forced to labor in a public stable where he died in 309 after consecrating a house on the Via Latta owned by Lucina as a place of worship. The site became the Titulus Marcelli. A 5th century baptistry was discovered here in the early 20th century, unusual since baptisms were ordinarily at the Lateran. San Marcello also preserves the famous crucifix that survived the fire of 1519 and was carried in procession through Rome during the plague of 1522. In ancient times, there were scrutinies here to test the catechumens about what they were taught at St. Paul's last Wednesday. From Pius Parsha's The Church's Year of Grace. The Church places before us the figure of the Good Shepherd, so common in ancient liturgy, and stresses three aspects of his work. My sheep hear my voice, I give them eternal life, no man can snatch them out of my hand. This constitutes the burden of today's Holy Mass. The sheep, the catechumens, received God's commandments 2 weeks ago. Since then, they have been following the Good Shepherd, and today they must pass the test. The main question will be, will they always remain docile members of Christ's flock, listening obediently to his voice? This question holds for us too, the faithful. We know that God's law, Christ's voice calling, is not just a heavy yoke for us Christians. By it, our shepherd is guiding us away from wrong paths. Our following is made easier by the fact that the Good Shepherd trod all the hard and steep roads before us. We need only to follow in his footsteps. He himself always fulfilled the will of his Father who sent him. Following him should therefore come easy to us. And what is the principal content of his commandments? Love toward God and neighbor. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Follow the lead of today's liturgy and examine your conscience on his commandment. The Good Shepherd not only makes demands upon us, on his part he gives us eternal life. Yes, that is his great Easter present. For this he came into the world, for this he died and rose again, to obtain eternal life for us. It is this gift that the catechumens are looking forward to, and that the faithful renew and cherish. They will receive vita eterna in baptism, while through the Eucharist they will nourish and perfect it. And thirdly, the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The Gospel recounts how hostile Jews surrounded him, their hands lifted to cast stones. His sufferings and his cross were the purchase price for our eternal life in union with him. No one can now take them from my hand. In every Mass, the three Gospel texts just explained are fulfilled anew. For in the Holy Sacrifice, Christ again lays down his life for his sheep. In the Four Mass, the sheep hear his word, and at the sacred banquet, he gives them eternal life.